Hey, welcome to our weekly show, Unlock Your Life. My name is Suze McLean-Pont, and I truly believe that 100% of everybody on this planet is able and capable of living the life that your heart and soul truly desire, and not in 10 years' time, or when you have the money, or when your kids grow up, or when this is over, or when that doesn't happen, or whatever, but really right now. And it's a lot closer than you could actually ever believe or dream. Because if you could believe it, you would already have it. So in today's episode, I'm going to talk about the 8 principles that lead to unlocking your life. And these 8 principles sound very similar, but they're actually kind of a wheel. And if you have all these 8 principles in place, that wheel will start to roll. And if there is one principle out of place, then you will find yourself continuously trying to mend the wheel before it can even roll. It's like the spokes of a wheel, actually. And if a wheel only has one spoke, then it's probably going to fall or break before it even starts rolling. And if it has 3 spokes, it'll kind of roll. But if it gets to high speed, then it'll break eventually. A wheel doesn't have all of its spokes without any purpose, right? So you need all the spokes in place. And all these 8 principles, actually, if you slowly start to work on them, they will lead to your unlocked life. Now, over the coming 8 weeks, I will dive deeply into all of these principles. So in this episode, I'll just briefly share all of them. And then in episode 2 to 9, we will dive deep into one of these principles every single week so you can really learn what it's about, what does that principle mean, and more specifically, what does it mean to actually work with it and implement it in your life? Because many of this stuff is things that a lot of you, probably you as well, think, well, I know that already. And those are actually the three most dangerous words in the English language. I know that. I'm 42 now, so over at least 30 years, maybe even 40 years, I thought I knew all of this. But fact was, maybe I knew it, but I wasn't living it. Because if you're living this, your life is unlocked and rolling and really going in the direction. And if you're listening to this episode, then chances are that you're probably not 100% fulfilled and satisfied with your life. And so you probably have stuff in these principles that you could implement further or that you could fix. Or maybe the spokes are there, but they could be stronger. Or maybe if we go into that analogy, you could make them from a different material so that they would be stronger or they wouldn't be able to break anymore or whatever. So today, what are these principles? Principle 1 is a very universal law. Just like all the laws from Newton, like gravity, if you throw something or you let it go, it will fall towards the earth. It will never fall towards the sky. It will never fall in any other direction than towards the earth. Things tend to fall down. And so the first principle is a universal law similar to the law of gravity. And it is, you always get what you want. Now, when I say this, a lot of people come up with resistance, and you might come up with resistance too. Like, well, if I always got what I want, then I'd be a billionaire, or I'd have a lot more friends, or I'd have all the clients I want, etc. Right? So it's very counterintuitive, this you always get what you want. But the fact is, it's true. And in that truth, I find a lot of relief as well. Because if you always get what you want, then that means that all I have to do is figure out how to want it in a way that I will actually get it. Because we have a conscious mind, and consciously we want a lot of things. But subconsciously, we often want very different things. And what we subconsciously want is 80% of our energy. So if you don't have in your life what you consciously want, then all you have to work on is your alignment. You don't have to want it any more than you already want it. You don't have to fight your way towards it. You probably just have to be more in alignment. Or that could also be the case. You don't know how to get it and you don't know what actions will lead towards it. So you always get what you want. That's principle number one. That's principle number one for a reason, because it's a very important principle to really understand. And we will dive deeply into that next week. And I will tell you stories about it, my personal experiences, my personal stories, and maybe share some stories of other people. And there might be a guest next week to really illustrate what it means to want something in a way that you will actually get it. Okay. Principle number two is your subconscious patterns make out 80% of your energy. So consciously crafting your life is a very good idea. But if you think that you can consciously want things and consciously put actions into place and that is enough, then you're wrong. Your subconscious patterns need to be aligned with your conscious patterns. If they're not, then this will feel like resistance and you will never get what you want. Which brings us back to principle one. In 2 weeks from now, we will dive deep into what subconscious patterns actually are, what they look like, and how you can even know if there is a subconscious pattern or if you're not taking the right actions or whatever is going on in your life. Okay, and that brings us to principle number three, and that is you have to believe it before you can see it. This is another very counterintuitive principle. Dr. Wayne Dyer, actually wrote a book with this title, You Have to Believe It Before You Can See It. We often tend to think, or a lot of people tend to think, that we'll believe it when we see it. So they say, you know, well, let's see it first. Let's check it out first. And once I see enough proof of it, then I might set my belief system around it. But it actually works the other way. And this is one of nature's laws again. Just like gravity and just like the first principle, you always get what you want. The third principle is you have to believe it before you will ever be able to see it. There is a whole episode on that because it's such rich material. But once you really get that and once you get what it looks like in your life to actually believe something, not only on a conscious level, but really believe it, and how you can even know if you really believe something and how you can start fixing your alignment. This is actually where the alignment get fixed. Because, for instance, I always thought that I believed that I could really have everything, but I wasn't living it. So if you're not living it, but you think you believe it, then that brings us back to the previous principles. So this is really cool stuff. Okay, now principle number four is another very counterintuitive principle. Principle number four is that everything you see around you is love. Now, this might really rake up some dirty material because a lot of people almost attack me when I say this. Like, there is no love in war, and there are so many things that are absent of love, and there's no love in certain things like the Second World War or the Holocaust. And I get that that really appears like an absence of love. But we will go deeply into how everything really is love. And once you really let that in, and once you really get what I mean by that principle, you will start to understand how that can actually be a compass in your life and how you can actually live by it and how it is pointing you exactly towards where you could be looking for your own personal growth. And once you get that, then everything changes. Everything, I promise you that. And I don't mean with everything is love that everything is nice or everything is soft and cuddly or everything is something you should want. But what I mean is that everything is a compass towards your inner growth, and everything that you can see and that you comprehend is actually pointing towards love. So there's an entire episode on that. And the fifth principle is about habits. We tend to think, and you probably tend to think, that you're very conscious in your actions and you're very conscious of what you're doing. And a lot of people I work with really think that they're in control and that they can actually decide what they do and that they decide where they will steer their ship. And in reality, that's not true. We have been crafting habits on a very subconscious, very deep level, and those habits actually make up 80% of what we do. It's very tightly connected to the subconscious level that we talked about earlier. And these habits actually make us decide what we do. And habits are very tricky things because they tend to feel like, that's just who I am, right? So that's, I am just this and that kind of person. And that's not a habit, that's just who I am. But the fact is that from the time of conception until this day, you have been practicing certain things until they are ingrained in your body so heavily and so deeply that they feel like this is just who I am. That doesn't mean that you cannot choose them, change them if you would choose to do so. And you don't have to change anything if you're satisfied and happy with it. But if you're not satisfied and happy with your results, then this principle of habits driving your results is really interesting to look deeply into, because if you can create habits on purpose, then you're actually, that's real control. So we have an entire episode, and it is principle number 5 on that. Then principle number 6 is the little voice in our head is actually telling us what to do. And this is also something that people tend to think, well, that's just who I am. It's very tightly connected to our habits. Our little voice is actually also very much connected to the people we hang around with. So we have all these inner voices, and a lot of people tend to think that those are your own voices, and they could be, but a lot of the times they're not so much your own voices as well as you talking to yourself in the voice of other people. And those could be your parents, your family, your teachers, but they can also be the people that are around you right now. And that little voice is often not very nice and not very kind, not caring, not gentle. Often our little voice treats us in a way that if you would even think of treating your friends in that way, you'd be ashamed of yourself. And that little voice bosses us around, puts pressure on us, puts strain on us, makes us do things that we would never, ever, ever dare tell a friend to do. But we do tell ourselves to do those things. And the scariest thing about the little voice is that we often don't even recognize it as a little voice. We actually think that that's just the rules of the game, or that's just the way life should be, or that's just how it works. So we have all these beliefs tied into our system, and our little voice is actually one of the bodyguards of our belief system. And often, if you, for instance, say, well, no, I'm just not going to listen to that voice anymore, then it comes up in different ways. So not so much a voice as, well, as, for instance, you just get really tired at the point that you should be performing, or you just don't feel like stuff that you normally do feel like, or you find yourself not being nice to your children or screaming or yelling at your husband or your kids or people that you normally really love. If you don't listen to your little voice, it will show up in different ways than internal conversation or dialogue. So that's a whole episode on little voice as your compass. And that little voice brings us to the people around us. That's principle number 7, the people around you. Now, a lot of you probably already heard something along the lines like you are the average of the 5 people closest to you. Jim Rohn said that. Or Zig Ziglar. I'm actually not very sure. They are very much from the same school. So one of them actually said that. And we know that the people around us influence us, but we're often not aware to what extent. Because if we were, we probably would change the people around us. And this is also very counterintuitive to a lot of people, because they say, yeah, well, those are my friends, and I'm not going to betray my friends or lose my friends or not hang out with them anymore. And I get that. But if you would know the impact that the people around you have on you, you probably would spend a little less time with them, or you wouldn't ask them for certain advice. And we're also going to talk about how to purposefully change those people. Because one of the biggest struggles for me has been, well, that's very nice that I should have different people around me, but where do I find these people? How do I connect with them? And how do I actually do this in a way that will make a difference in my life? And that's not very easy at first sight. And we are also often not very aware of the influence these people have. We tend to think that we have a say in how much influence somebody has on our system, and we actually don't. And that sounds like bad news, but it's actually very good news, because that means that by just changing 2 people a year, something like 1 person, just reading different kinds of books, you can actually change your belief system and your whole internal system. And that brings us to principle number 8, and that's the final principle, and that is that you always live your bigger purpose. Now, I know that if you're still listening, you're probably somebody who really wants to live from purpose and who really feels that they have a purpose that's not coming out into your life or not impacting the world in a big enough way. And the 8th principle is actually good news. It's very much your compass. I always forget who said this, but if you want to know how to proceed, just look back at your steps and see what you have been doing, and then craft that into a more purposeful intention. So the principle of your bigger purpose is actually, and I strongly believe this, that you came here on this earth with a certain purpose and with something that only you can share, and with a very special gift. And whether you like it or not, or whether you're trying to or not, or fighting for it or not, you will live that purpose. So even if you don't do anything else, you will have that impact that you are meant to have. The whole point of this 8th principle is, however, that if you really want to put this into a bigger way into the world, you can craft it and you can look back and see what your impact is, and then see where your joy comes from and how you can actually implement that in the world in a way that not only impacts the world, but also fulfills you. And if you put all of these principles together, they're actually the wheel starts turning. Then you really get all the spokes in place and you will become absolutely unstoppable in enjoying life, in thriving, in being so totally happy that everybody wants to be around you. And there is no way back. That's basically what scared me the most. And that has a lot to do with all of these principles. But we will go deeply into all of them. And I will share stories of my own life, of other people's lives, people I worked with, to really make it come alive for you and to see where your biggest area is. Now, if you have anything that you say, well, that's really relevant for a certain principle, I would love you to share that in the comments below this audio so that I can take it into that episode and we can start having a meaningful dialogue around it. Thank you very much for listening, and I really hope to hear back from you and get your input, and we will discuss and develop all of these principles in a way that will really unlock your life. Bye-bye.